Moncrief on News Talk.
One of the shock horror headlines at the weekend was that there are two bars in the Dáil served over 10,000 pints of Guinness last year. A pint of Guinness there just costs just €5.20. So are the bars the location for bacchanalian excess? Gavin Riley, the political correspondent for Virgin Media One, has occasionally walked past the doors to the bar and peeked in. Gav, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Now, you haven't been in both bars because, as I understand it, the members bar is very much members only.
Yeah, very much the holiest of holies. You have to be a sitting or former member of the Dáil or a sitting or former member of the Shannon to get in. So that is the one place in Leinster House in which no advisor can try and get hold of you. No press officer can go in and grab you and say that you shouldn't be doing that. No journalist can go and try and hoodwink you or doorstep you. That is the one place where it is literally only sitting TDs and senators allowed or past members of the Dáil and Shannon. And that is therefore the one area of Leinster House that no journalist, including myself, could possibly tell you very much about the culture about, because it's the one place that by definition we are simply not allowed to set foot in.
Oh, and is it your sense though that it's used a lot?
It's used a bit. There isn't the same drinking culture in Leinster House as there probably used to be, but certainly the members bar on a Wednesday night is relatively busy. And there's two reasons why Wednesday night is the one night that jumps out. Firstly, because that is the night in which the parliamentary party meetings happen. There's occasionally you'll see the likes of myself or other political correspondents talking about what has gone on behind closed doors at these meetings of TDs and senators. They tend to happen on a Wednesday afternoon or evening. And if there are people who aren't commuting back home for the night, if they're people from rural or provincial constituencies who are staying in Dublin for the night, generally speaking, after the parliamentary party meeting, they tend to go for a drink. The other reason why people tend to be around on a Wednesday night is that the Dáil business has been kind of restructured in the last few years so that on Wednesday night, all of the votes that ordinarily would have taken place over the course of a week are now basically held in block. So instead of TDs hanging around all day, every day, waiting for a vote that might come, if a vote is called, basically the vote doesn't happen until a set time on a Wednesday night, which means the TDs are now free to go around at other times of the week, go home, go and take whatever meetings they like, knowing that they're going to be liberated, but knowing that they do have to be back at a certain time on a Wednesday evening. So again, if you're not hitting the road afterwards, you're not getting behind the wheel. If you're a TD that isn't planning to commute back and you have to hang around for a couple of hours waiting for the voting time, generally speaking, the members bar is the place where you would tend to go. It also has the upside of being immediately beside the Dáil chamber itself. So if there was somewhere that you needed to hide for a couple of minutes or basically just rest your bones while you're waiting for a bit of Dáil business to come up, the bar, as it happens, is a convenient place to do it.
Okay, yeah. And physically, is that bar, is it kind of fancy looking? You know, does it look like it's in the Shelburne or something? Or what does it look like?
Well, I can't say I've been too many times in the Shelburne bars either, but from what I understand, like the Strangers Bar, if you like, the one of the two bars that mere peons like myself were actually allowed to set foot in, it's reasonably well put together. I mean, it's not as upmarket as the Shelburne. It's not, you're not talking about fancy Grecian marbles and water features and all that. It's your standard, you know, mahogany tables and nice cushioned chairs as well put together as any other bar. I suspect maybe the downside that there aren't, you know, the few drops of Guinness that have been spilled over the walls from time to time, because it's slightly more sedate place and people don't tend to be there with like barons and guitars at 3 or 4 in the morning, as this sometimes happens otherwise. But it's a fairly plain looking bar by other people's standards, or at least the Strangers Bar is. Against, I mean, the members bar again could possibly have, you know, Italian water features for all I know, because that's the sort of thing that bonny politicians can tell you about.
Oh gosh, so you can't even glimpse through a glass door to it?
No, there's actually like an anteroom, so that if you go into the Strangers Bar, basically standard saloon style doors, you push it open either direction and suddenly you're in the main like lobby of the bar. When it comes to the members bar, there is a giant sign emblazoned over the door that doesn't even advertise that it's the members bar. It simply just says private privojok over the door. But whenever you see the doors opening, there is a small anteroom just inside the door, so you can't actually see into the body of the room itself. All you get to see is a couple of chairs that are nestled inside the door, but no further.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. Now, of course, you know, in the media, we tend to make great hay out of this, that they're getting cheap pints and they're all, you know, whooping it up there. But would it be fair to say that there was a drinking culture in the Dáil, but that's changed quite a lot over the years?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair summary. There definitely used to be a bit of a drinking culture, and part of it is because of what I just mentioned a moment ago about how Dáil business has been slightly rescheduled in the last couple of years, ostensibly to make Dáil sittings a little bit more family friendly. Because let's say you're living in, you know, the other side of the M50, or you're living in one of the commuter constituencies, and you've got a couple of small kids at home, there was always a prospect that even if you didn't necessarily have any other business to be around in Leinster House, Dáil business was structured so that there could have been a vote called at really any time of the day or night. So for as long as the Dáil was sitting, you kind of nearly needed to be within arm's reach of the Dáil chamber to be able to participate in a vote whenever it might be called. And that meant that if you were around with nothing else to do, or in some instances, if you're around for an overnight sitting where there might be a lot of votes being called in short order, but if you don't want to sit in the Dáil chamber and listen to the debate happening otherwise, which, by the way, sometimes happens if TDs aren't actually scheduled to speak. Oftentimes, we like to see TDs knocking around the Dáil chamber being participants in debates, but actually the speaking time is pre-allotted. So if you know you don't already have speaking time, there's an argument that actually being in the chamber is the least productive place you can be, because you're not there answering constituents' queries, or you're not, you know, responding to emails, or you're not taking meetings or anything of the sort. But Dáil business used to be scheduled so that a debate and a vote could happen at really any time of the morning, noon or night. And TDs therefore kind of had to hang around. And oftentimes, although not necessarily going in to intend to go drinking, the bar just became the place that you would tend to go to. And particularly when there were some, high profile late or overnight sittings, often TDs would basically just go in there because it was the closest place to be, that it didn't make any sense going to the other side of the campus to go down and sit in your office if the bell was going to ring in 2 or 3 minutes and call you back for a vote. So there used to be a culture of people just hanging around the bar almost simply out of idleness, and possibly drink being taken as a result. But the way things have gone since, other than that Wednesday night where TDs tend to have their party meetings and then tend to have voting time, generally speaking, that culture doesn't tend to be around very much at all anymore.
Yeah, and was Lapgate, that unfortunate incident where Tom Barry was affectionate to Áine Collins in the Strangers Bar, I assume that had something of a chilling effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though Tom Barry in that instance himself said that it actually wasn't very much to do with drink, that it was just a kind of a jocular moment that sort of took on a life of its own. And that was relatively unusual in that it was a late night vote and overnight votes about possible amendments to an abortion bill, but was being broadcast live on TV3 because Vincent Brown was on that evening and just said, listen, we're about to go off air now, but there's no point in showing you anything else overnight. So we'll just leave the Dáil feed sitting up overnight and you can watch it at your leisure. And as it happens, that overnight feed caught Tom Barry pulling Áine Collins into his lap with all the high profile fallout that followed. So yeah, although Tom Barry said that he himself had only had 2 pints that evening and that alcohol didn't influence his behaviour, it was that kind of high watermark where suddenly people began to get a little bit circumspect about what would happen if they did have a few more pints taken on that they might care to admit, that there might be a level of attention paid to their actions that they might not have been used to before. And I think a lot of the appetite for midweek drinking tended to kind of disappear at that point, that if there wasn't a golden day of the Dáil's two bars, I think that was probably the high watermark, because people were a little petrified afterwards about what might happen to their careers if they had one too many.
I assume you can go in there for food as well. What's the grub like in there?
Very good toasted sandwiches. That much I can tell you with absolute certainty. The Strangers Bar certainly is very good sandwiches and also does a good soup of the day. In fact, actually, I know that a lot of people who tend to go into the members bar for lunch actually tend to do so, not because they want to go and have a drink at lunchtime, but rather just because they want somewhere relatively quiet to eat. Because there are two, there's a canteen and a members restaurant, again, in Leinster House. The members restaurant is not quite as sacrosanct as the members bar, because TDs and senators can actually bring their own guests into the members restaurant, which they can't do for the bar. But it does mean that if TDs are sitting down in the canteen, or if they're sitting down in the members restaurant, there's always the possibility of somebody else coming by, whether it's a journalist or party staff or some other hander who wants to come along for a bit of a natter. And if they wanted to just, you know, eat in peace, it's not really possible for them to do that in the Strangers Bar. So sometimes they do tend to go into the members bar and have a bit of solitude there, because there's a bit of a culture, as I understand it, that they all leave each other to their own devices, that if this is where you've come in for lunch, unless somebody has arranged to meet you there, generally everyone tends to leave well alone, and it's a bit of quiet and what can otherwise be a pretty busy day.
And the Oireachtas, the members' restaurant then, as distinct from the bar, is that like haute cuisine or, you know, chicken goujons?
It's a little closer to haute cuisine than chicken goujons. Mm. Canteen is more of a chicken goujon culture. It's kind of a self-service carvery sort of thing where basically you point to whichever one of the hot meats you want and tell them which vegetables you want on the side, and that's that. The members' restaurant is a little bit more haute cuisine. I can't give you the pricing because, again, I've never been fortunate enough to have been invited in to dine in there on a member's on a member's tab. But I do know that it's table service at the very least anyway. So what generally tends to happen is if members themselves aren't just sitting down for a quiet dinner of their own, if they've brought guests up from a constituency or that they've taken a meeting with somebody and then they want to just be able to bring them for a slightly more formal lunch afterwards, then rather than bringing them to a self-service canteen, which can be fairly hectic at the best of times, and again, where there's the prospect of people bothering them mid-meal, that it's somewhere with a sit-down service and table service and they can be taken care of in that way as well. So as far as I know, it's relatively middle of the road. I think you're talking 10 to 15 euro for a main course, which is obviously competitive for city centre Dublin in the middle of the day. But it's not quite chapter one of Patrick Gibo pricing.
Right. Gav, thanks a million. That's the perpetually hungry Gavin Riley there. Never invited anywhere for something to eat within Dáil Éireann. Gavin, of course, political correspondent with Virgin Media News.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.